Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free. An agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service. I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
201 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
You just got to find yourself again, find that hitter. And he's going to. I really like the look in his eye, how determined he is to take a breath, go down, and rediscover himself as a hitter and come back up here and make some people pay for the way the season's gone so far.
Cubs president Theo Epstein sending Kyle Schwarber down to the minor league. Schwarber going to Iowa after slumping mightily this season, hitting just 171 after batting 400 in the World Series last year.
Happened to some of the great players in the game. Yeah, Mike Trout had to go back to the minor leagues and get locked back in on his fundamentals before coming up and becoming the best player in our game. And yeah, we've talked about the Royals and some of the parallels there. Alex Gordon, Mike Moustakas, those guys went down.
Epstein visiting with Spiegel and Parkins. The Cubs also putting Jason Hayward on the DL. He cut his hand trying to make a sliding catch last weekend in Pittsburgh. Dylan Floro and Mark Zagunas both called up. Cubs in Miami tonight. Jake Arrieta gets the ball. Also, the Cubs signed lefty Brendan Little, their top draft pick this year. Rain continues to delay the start of the White Sox and Twins in Minnesota. Elsewhere, Philadelphia over St. Louis 3-0 in the seventh. Bottom three, Texas 3, Toronto nothing. Milwaukee leads Pittsburgh 2-1 in the second. NBA, the draft is tonight. The Bulls have the 16th overall pick in the first round. Minnesota reportedly considering using the number 7 pick in a package for Jimmy Butler. Hockey Blackhawks GM Stan Bowman publicly admitting he's not sure if Marian Hossa will ever be able to play again. Hossa taking the upcoming season off because of a skin disease and the side effects resulting from the medication needed to treat it. Football, the Bears announced their first practice will take place July 27th in Bourbonnais. The Raiders make quarterback Derek Carr the highest-paid player in the NFL, a 5-year, $125 million extension. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, named a top 50 golf range in America. At AutoZone, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. With the AutoZone Rewards program, spend $25 five times and earn a 20 reward. Sign up online or in-store today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Who's your favorite rock star?
You're Prince.
Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now. That is absolutely the slickest way you have ever had.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Chicago Cubs have signed Don Lester to a six-year, $155 million contract.
Covering the Cubs and Sox for over 30 years.
Does it excite you, scare you, all of those things that titillate you?
It is exciting. I don't know if it's titillating.
Bruce Levine with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Bruce Levine's on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine, and Bruce, he covers baseball for this very radio station. Got some baseball news going on today. Did you see this coming? Because you're closer to it than we are. I know we talked about it, but sometimes it's just pie in the sky stuff. When did you know that this was getting close to serious?
Well, Dan, I think this has been going on for about a month at least, you know, where they've had conversations. Madden and Epstein and Hoyer and the metrics people just sat down and you know, talked it out. And I think Theo was pretty, as he loves the word transparent, he usually is transparent with the guys at noon today, talking about the fact that it's been ongoing as far as looking at it. And, you know, again, you know, sending a guy down to the minor leagues is, you know, generally not a big deal. But when he was your leadoff man and, you know, he was your hero in two consecutive playoff runs, it is shocking to everybody. Nonetheless, it's the right thing to do. I think the one thing you go back to, and it's revisionist history, but I think it's necessary to look at, is that there were 278 plate appearances in the major leagues before this year. And for there to be an adjustment, for there to be a, you know, a falling down, for there to be, you know, things that he had to continue to work on, I think that's pretty obvious. But if they were saying they were sending Addison Russell to the minor leagues hitting 221 today, or sending Ian Happ back, even though he's made hard contact when he has hit the ball and struck out 42 times in 113 plate appearances, there would probably be less shock. Maybe Russell would be the same shock, but there would be less shock than sending Schwarber out, who was supposed to be, you know, the guy that came in and replaced Fowler easily at the top of the order and hit 35 or 40 home runs.
Bruce, I could understand if there were issues as far as plate discipline were concerned, or if the league figured out he's no good with a strike to ball slider low and away, and they got him out on that. But the swings inside the strike zone and the swings and misses inside the strike zone that have been just absolutely mind boggling from a guy who seemingly should have and used to crush those kinds of pitches. How do you address that?
Well, he lost his ability to stay in his swing and have plate discipline as far as balls and strikes. I mean, you're right. He lost it even on swings that are pitches in the zone. But that's because he changed his swing, you know, and Joe was the first to talk about that, you know, a couple weeks ago, that he's trying to hit the ball 500 feet every time up. That's not his swing. His swing was a pretty beautiful thing to watch when it was functioning properly. There's very little movement. Now, if you go back and you look at video of Schwarber, he's rearing back. He's trying to crush the ball. He's trying to pull it. It's, you know, when he was successful over the last couple of weeks, there were balls that he just went back to his regular mechanic, hit the ball hard, and went out to wherever field, you know, left center field, right field. But, having to crush it, you know, 550 feet every time up just kind of has become his swing, and that's really not the essence of what he does when he's doing it well.
The truth is, too, that the guy the Cubs just called up to replace him is no slouch himself, that Mark Zagunas has the pedigree of being a third-round pick, and he has hit fairly consistently at every level of the minor leagues. And in the four seasons in the minors, and members of the Four Seasons, he's had a slash line of .275, .401 on base, and .441 slugging. And he's had a fine OPS this year of .873 at Iowa. So it's not like this is just some placeholder guy coming up. Theo was talking about it. You heard it earlier today that he thinks that Zagunas is good.
Yeah. I don't know if he goes back right away or not if Zobrist comes off the DL on Friday. We don't know that. I mean, you have to assume someone's going right back out. It could be the extra pitcher at this point, rather than Zagunas. But, you know, in this day and age, and, you know, we know metrics are so essential. Batting average is pretty much ignored when you deal with some of these things, because you hope they slug, you hope they get on base, you hope they have an OPS of over 800. That's the key to success now. So, you know, I think that's why a guy like Happ is still up there striking out a lot, not having a high batting average, because his slugging is so significant and his hard contact is so significant that they feel the rest will come. But those are the things you look at right now. You know, you look at Schwarber. You know, Jason talked about the fact that he still has some plate discipline. It's a .295 on base percentage, even though he's hitting .171. That's a huge number over the batting average. That's, you know, in general, if he's hitting .270 and his on base percentage is, you know, .400, he's going to be everything you want in a hitter, a leadoff hitter, wherever you want to put him. But that's not the case right now.
Bruce Levine joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on our live video stream at 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. Bruce, you've been around baseball a long time. I want from your reporter and scout's eye, what do you believe about Kyle Schwarber? What parts of his game over the last 3 years are you sure of? What are you not sure of? And what are you willing to bet on going forward?
Well, you know, the power is there and it's significant, and it doesn't have to be the swing that he's been using. He's just, an exceptionally talented left-handed power hitter. And if you just leave it at that, from the terms of baseball and what the Epstein-Hoyer, the essence of what they've looked for since coming in here, you know, even initially when they went after guys like Ryan Sweeney, people who had good on-base percentage but really weren't going to be an impact player, they were looking for balance and left-handed pop in a lineup. And, to their credit, they've identified that. They traded for Rizzo. They developed Schwarber. They have Happ coming, who's a switch hitter. They went after Hayward. So balance, and particularly left-handed hitting, left-handed power, guys with good OPSs are certainly something that they identified and got. So I'm sure that Schwarber has as much or more power than any type of left-handed hitter in baseball. What I'm not sure of is now, and I thought I was before, was that that he was a guy that would stay in his mechanic and not come out of the swing, the high fastball, the low changeup. All things that have gotten him out and gotten him out of his belief in himself. So I think sending him out with the message of, yeah, sure, you're coming back, we're not going to give you a date, but sure, you're coming back, go back and find Kyle Schwarber in your swing and in the ability to identify strikes and balls out of the zone, and the pressure off. Obviously, you know, the leadoff thing didn't work well. I don't blame Joe Maddon for the leadoff thing, guys, because this was an organization combination of ideas. This was sent out to the metrics people, and it came back that Kyle Schwarber, under their metrics and their ideas, was going to be a more impactful player than Dexter Fowler was. So this isn't just Joe Maddon being stubborn. It was a collective idea among the people in the organization, including the metrics people. I just think he'll come back and he'll be a much better player. I don't think he's anybody's leadoff hitter. I don't know if he ever goes back to that role. I believe the Cubs have to go out of the organization to find themselves a leadoff hitter. And I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world either.
You mentioned that they wouldn't put a timetable on it. They're also not putting a timetable on the return of Kyle Hendricks. Theo sounded a more optimistic note today than we've heard. But as somebody else within the Cubs organization was telling me to prepare for him to not come back until after the All-Star break. What do you hear?
Yeah, that makes sense. And again, you want to be you want to take this slowly. You also want him, now that he's going to have missed a few weeks or 3 weeks or so, but you want him to go out and have a couple rehab starts, make sure that you take the process slowly, that it's not in major league games initially, so he can work his way back and not feel that, if it doesn't feel right, he can take himself out of a game after 40 or 50 pitches and not impact the major league game. So, you know, there'll be the proper amount of rehab starts, and the key is to have Kyle for the rest of the season, not have this flare up again. And I think Cubs are doing it the right way.
You know, we hear a lot from Theo, and we heard it actually today about you can never have too many good players, especially when situations like this happen where, you know, like, how are you going to get time for John Jay and how are you going to get time for Ian Happ or all these guys? And you know, sometimes you got to send a guy down or sometimes a guy gets hurt. I want to ask about their prospect that everybody is talking about in Eloy Jimenez. And you mentioned a leadoff hitter. You mentioned, you know, we've talked about the setup man role where you got a lot of guys that you may not want to count on when the playoffs roll around this year because bullpen are finicky. How tied to Eloy Jimenez is this front office?
You know, Jason, that's a great question that I can't answer 100%. All I can tell you is that if they're going to get a pitcher of significance down the road here, if they're going to make a serious run at a top of the line pitcher, a Johnny Cueto, a Verlander, who will be available, I believe, within the next week or 10 days. Detroit, you know, going to determine that time to part with a lot of these veteran players who are making a ton of money. You're going to have to consider trading Jimenez. I mean, you know, when you listen to Cub fans or even, you know, people like ourselves on the radio and you talk about, well, you can't trade him, you can't trade him. Well, who in the hell are you going to trade for a top flight starting pitcher? So I think they have to be prepared to trade a guy like Jimenez, even trade a guy like Happ. At a certain point, if you're going to have contract control over a starting pitcher of significance who can help you win this year and beyond, you're going to have to get over that and move one of these guys.
How hurt is Jason Heyward?
I don't think significantly. I think the fact that he scratched up his hand so much to the point where he can't really feel, you know, hold the bat well and really you know, play the way he wants to. Has given them the time here, but you know he can come off. I haven't done the math, but I think he can come off of the DL retroactive by next week sometime because he's missed, you know, three or four games now. So from that point, I don't think they think it's going to be forever. But it was the right thing to do to have healthy players available for Joe over the weekend here.
And who's going to benefit playing time wise from Kyle Schwarber being sent down?
You know, I think I like John Jay, but I wanted to see Almora in the lineup more often. I like him in center field a lot. I want him to prove to me that he can hit right-handed pitching and that he can contribute. I think there's a lot of upside to him, but I want to see that. So if it's me managing, and it's not, take my word for that. I would want to see Almora in the lineup more often.
All right, Bruce, as always, we appreciate it. Anything more happens, we will check back in.
All right, guys, thank you.
That is Bruce Levine, brought to you by UPSjobs.com. UPS is seeking part-time package handlers in Addison and Palatine, offering $100 in weekly bonuses and up to $25,000 towards education assistance. Apply at UPSjobs.com. Just saw a tweet from the Vertical's Adrian Wojnarowski. He says that the Minnesota Timberwolves continue to show interest in trading for either Jimmy Butler or Paul George, according to league sources. That this could, you know, you don't know if a team misses out on one, do they immediately go to the other? This is like that whole, you know, the Chris Sale, like Jose Quintana thing. Yeah. And somebody's going, hey, same package for this guy now.
And see the difference that you're in, like, just the way it changes things from the four to the seven is who you get as far as the young player. Because if you get Chris Dunn, you're not going to be in the running for a De'Aaron Fox or a Dennis Smith. You feel like you've got your lead guard for the future, along with the three or four that are already on the roster. So, yeah, it's how much do you trust that Chris Dunn is going to perform when the expectations and the pressure is taken off of him? That would be the question that John Paxson and Gar Forman have to answer.
And again, back to the same thing. Do you trust this coach and this staff to be the right people to maximize a heretofore untapped potential?
Dan, I wish one of those two guys would come on this show because it would be one of my first questions. Because it's a question of, are you giving the people bad ingredients or do you have bad chefs in your kitchen? It's as simple as that, because since Jimmy Butler, you show me a player that has gotten appreciably better under the tutelage of Fred Hoiberg,
everybody gets
Randy
worse.
Brown, Pete Myers, and the likes of those
Miritich
guys.
Miritich gets worse. Yeah. McDermott gets worse. Cameron Payne shows up. They're all high on Cameron Payne, and he blows.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you can't mealy-mouth your way out of what the people have been seeing. Are you drafting bad players? No GM or front office person is going to say that. All right, if you're not drafting bad players, do you have bad coaches who can't develop those players? It's very simple, but... You know, I'll just keep waiting on them to jump on this show.
Keeping an eye on everything that is going on, and we will let you know. We'll break in if there are moves made, and there certainly could be leading up to tonight's NBA draft. We're covering it all for you, and Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
To call it a dirty play is absolutely wrong. The catcher starts moving towards Anthony as he catches the ball, as he's supposed to. The object is to score a run and to be safe, and I think Anthony's best method of doing that was to do what he did.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. So the Dodgers are going one way and the Mets are going the other, but it's not like New York's going to own that. Nope. Yasiel Puig hit a three-run bomb, and the Mets did not have an issue with giving up that home run, but rather that Puig styled it, that he stopped to admire it, that it took him too long to get around the bases. And first baseman Wilmer Flores let him have it after the game, saying, quote, "I don't think he knows what having respect for the game is. We're playing horrible, I know, but we don't need this bleep." Wait, what? You're playing horribly right now, so Puig should run the bases faster. Is that now a part of the code that when you're playing a garbage team, you need to sprint the bases after home runs? Is that going to make the Mets feel better or play better? It makes no sense whatsoever. How about you have some respect for the game and actually win a game? And per usual, if you don't like the way a guy acts after hitting a home run, try to keep him in the yard. I'm Jim Rome.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Or for details.
There's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now, right now, they have 20% off MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. And if you've seen that Silverado, that's a rugged machine. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. 70 whole months. That's like a sale on top of a sale. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates, available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building, or visit SheltonFireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks. Home of the big ones.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
If you've been thinking about updating your old appliances, now's the time. Because now at Lowe's, you'll find great deals, like up to 40% off select appliance special values. That's up to 40% off some of the best brand name appliances with all the bells and whistles to help bring your kitchen and laundry room up to date. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Valid 6/21 through 7/12. U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's Jason Goff here for Xfinity. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a huge Stars fan because, of course, Power is returning very soon here. We're going to watch Jamie get it on with 50 Cent. And then American Gods, a new show on Stars that I have been watching. And I don't know how much my mind can be blown, but every next episode, my mind is blown a little bit further. I'm actually going to go back and read the books. And you know why I love Xfinity? It's because of the Xfinity Stream app. And being able to watch TV in home or on my mobile device or offline while I'm away from home. So when I'm waiting for a haircut or I'm sitting around at, you know, the tire place or getting an oil change, I can watch a show. You can watch it too. You just got to get Xfinity in your life. The offer ends June 30th, all right? Requires enrollment in equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, are subject to change. Call right now at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com so you can get the Xfinity Stream app and the Xfinity X-Fi. The internet service is terrific. I got the home security joint and also got the thermostat where I can change my you know, temperature in my house right before I get there on my phone. So, you know, 30 minutes before, I want to cool down the house on a hot day like this. It's all because of Xfinity. So go to Xfinity.com today and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Meet Lauren Askenosi of Askenosi Chocolate.
Our dream is to make chocolate that not only tastes good, but does good. We source our cocoa beans directly from small farmers and share the profits back with them.
At American Family Insurance, we believe your dreams are the most valuable things you will ever own. So today, we're supporting Lauren's dream.
If people want to get involved, they can just buy some of our chocolate.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find yours at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
You've waited all year, and this Saturday, it's finally here. Old Navy's famous $1 flip-flops are back for just one day only. Polish up your petties and hurry in for flip-flops for the whole family for just a buck. This Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/24, limit 10. Solid colors only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You reach a point where you're trying to survive. You're just trying to put the ball in play. You're not yourself. You're searching for your identity as a hitter on a nightly basis. And that's just really hard. And it is not atypical at all for players to need to change their environment in order to rediscover who they are.
Here's your Cubs lineup for tonight at Miami, a game you are going to hear. The pregame starting at 5:35 when we get done. Anthony Rizzo leads off once again at first. Chris Bryant, the slumping Chris Bryant, bats second. He's at third. Wilson Contreras is catching. Addison Russell bats cleanup at shortstop. Ian Happ in left. Albert Almora in center. Javier Baez at second. Jake Arrieta batting eighth and pitching. And right fielder is Mark Zagunas, making his major league debut. He's a prospect. He's not just a placeholder, not just sort of a guy that, because sometimes in AAA, you've got these, you know, 32-year-old guys who bounced around, and you bring them up for a couple weeks and hope they're good. You know, the Dan Johnsons of the world, and this is not that. Mark Zagunas is a third-round pick who's played really well at a lot of levels. So, hey, go
get him, Mark.
Go get him, Mark Zagunas. And congratulations to all the Zagunases on the rise of your guy.
Don't get Wally Pipped out here, Kyle Schwarber. You know, you better have a Mark Zagunas voodoo doll in the minors while you're busy knocking down Coors Lights and waiting for the next bum to come up and pitch to you. I hope he kills it in the minors. You know, I mean, for the foundational guys, the core guys, this is a tough couple of weeks. Chris hasn't looked like himself.
Addison's been going through a lot.
Yeah, Addison's been going through what he's been going through, and Rizzo's been saving everything with that leadoff situation, that power at the leadoff hitter. But this has not been a good run here the last couple of weeks for those guys.
You want something good for tomorrow, you should come out and join 670 The Score and Tito's Handmade Vodka for the big 25-20 celebration from the rooftop bar at London House, Chicago. Spiegel and Parkins are going to be broadcasting tomorrow from 9 to 1. Then we'll be doing this until 5:30. So we have all kinds of swag, score prizes, Tito's prizes, specially priced Tito's, incredible views, and enter to win a trip to the Austin City Limits Music Festival. It is open to the public. You don't have to win special passes or anything like that. And if you haven't been to London House, it's a really cool place with great views.
Yeah, and you could double down, too. I mean, you could hang out with us and then say, you know what, I'm having such a good night in the city, get myself some dinner down the street and actually get a room at the London House because the rates aren't that bad. So if you want to have yourself a Chicago type of Friday night, come hang out with the boys from 9 to 5:30, have a couple of drinks.
Yeah, you got a room there. You can have more than a couple of drinks. Yeah.
Well, we don't want you to be an idiot out there. You don't want you running around with
not saying that.
Taking your clothes off on a rooftop.
It depends what you look like.
Well, Zach maybe should do that then.
Scoreboard update.
I'll pass. 2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
All the different areas of the strike zone and the types of pitches that they're throwing are areas that he handled extremely well in 2015. So, you know, they're exploiting him with high fastballs now. He pounded fastballs, including some high fastballs. There, he hit the strike slider, he hit changeups, he hit fastballs, he hit sinkers. Obviously, kills everything down.
But not this year. So Cubs president Theo Epstein has made the move, sending slumping Kyle Schwarber to the minors to get him right again.
The work that's going on behind the scenes, and then the ability to take that work into games, and the mindset, the ability to maintain confidence, and have something that you're working on that you can hold on to, an approach that that provides some hope. And you don't want a guy to get so buried and so down that he's just purely in survival mode.
Which has been the case so far this season. Schwarber hitting just 171 after lighting it up with a 400 average in the World Series. Epstein, a guest with Spiegel and Parkins. The Cubs also put Jason Hayward on the 10-day DL as he recovers from an injured left hand. The team calling up both Dylan Flora and Mark Zagunas, who's in the lineup tonight in the outfield. Jake Arrieta gets the ball this evening. The Cubs in Miami. Also, Cubs top draft pick Brendan Little is signed. He's a lefty pitcher. In Minnesota, the White Sox and Twins are still delayed by rain. Elsewhere, Philadelphia on top of St. Louis, 3-1 in the eighth. Bottom four, Texas 6, Toronto nothing. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee tied at 2 in the fourth. Arizona and Colorado scoreless in the first. NBA, Minnesota reportedly interested in trading for Jimmy Butler, and it's considering using the number 7 pick in tonight's draft as part of a package. The Bulls have the 16th overall pick. The Cavaliers reportedly ending their pursuit of Butler. Hockey Blackhawks GM Stan Bowman says he's not sure if Marian Hossa will be able to ever play again. Hossa already sitting out this upcoming season because of a skin disease. Football First Bears training camp practice will take place July 27th in Bourbonnais. The highest paid player in the NFL is now Derek Carr after the Raiders give the quarterback a 5-year, $125 million extension. Grab a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi at Jersey Mike's, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
.com.
All right, we're going to stop playing around and playing dumb with the Marian Hossa thing here. Of course they can't confirm he's never going, whether he's going to play again, because he's not going to play again.
He's probably done playing.
Yes. This is what the retirements look like for older players who have a reasonable enough
this is really
health problem
you.
With these contracts. It just
doesn't, the entire day this has been bothering
just don't you understand what you're seeing here? This is the playbook. This is the Chris Pronger playbook. This is the Johan Franzen playbook. He might not look at how carefully they crafted their statements. Hossa, the Blackhawks, and the doctor, if they were any intention of him not retiring,
there's not a rosy end to any of those.
No,
statements
they yet. Would. They would say we look forward to taking right. To having this resolve itself.
Look forward to having him back,
and look forward to him coming back as soon as possible in a reasonable amount of time. There's a reason there's no mention of that. Is because this is a salary cap circumvention. I don't doubt that he's got something wrong skin wise. I'm not saying he's making anything up, but it's also advantageous where the team finds something. In past cases, it has been a head trauma that got progressively worse, that continues to need monitoring, and that way you are able to keep the guy on long-term injured reserve without having the clawbacks that come along with actually announcing retirement. But know this for what it is. Several things can be true here. What's true is he probably has a skin issue. What's also true is the Hawks are probably circumventing the salary cap. And it's okay!
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. There's a loophole in the rules, and they're using the loophole in the rules to make sure that they still have some flexibility to make some moves to keep whatever championship window is left open enough. That's all. And then we don't have to react to this thing like, well, he won't say that he'll ever play. They can't. They've got to play a game here. It's all kabuki theater here just because of a silly loophole in the collective bargaining agreement that allows them to do this because the NHL hasn't fixed these dumb contracts yet.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You want to jump in? 312-644-6767. After a short timeout, we're going to talk to Jeremy Wu from Sports Illustrated. He covers the NBA and specializes in draft coverage, and he has the Bulls taking a stretch 4 or 5 out of UCLA. We can probably ask him about another UCLA prospect. We'll do that next, right here on 670 The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
You guys ridicule everything, and you
and
stand
yes,
for
we, that's what. That, yes,
you
that's.
Can't stand
no, I love it. I love ridiculing everything. No,
because you stand for nothing, Bernstein. You're nothing but a wannabe nothing. That's what you are.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. You're a mocker and a ridiculer.
Yes. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Vig, located on.
Summer means steak, and you're looking for every reason to fire up that grill, and I'm going to give you $49.99 worth of reasons that after you hear them all, you're going to say, I have to go get that right now. The Omaha Steaks Summer Sensation Package can be yours, and you get to take advantage of all that Omaha Steaks has to offer, primarily their premium aged beef for maximum tenderness and all their high-quality ingredients. Premium beef. They got all sorts of other things, too, in this package. So listen up. Listen very, very carefully. You get exclusive savings of 80% on this combo, the Summer Sensation. You get all of this. 2 5-ounce filet mignons, 2 5-ounce top sirloins, 4 4-ounce boneless pork chops, 4 3.5-ounce chicken fried steaks, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 4-ounce Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 4-ounce gourmet jumbo franks, a 16-ounce, that's a pound, package of Omaha Steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus 4 more Omaha Steaks burgers. You lost track, didn't you, with all of that? All you need to know is that exclusive package is only $49.99, and here's how you get it. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B. in the search bar, and it should take you right to the summer sensation, and you will add that to your cart. Again, it's that simple. omahasteaks.com, right there on the main page, search bar, D-A-N-B, and you get this great package, all for $49.99. So have the best summer ever with steaks and more from Omaha Steaks.
Meet Phil Sklar, co-founder of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Our dream is to make Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the bobblehead capital of the world.
At American Family Insurance, we believe your dreams are the most valuable things you will ever own. So today, we're supporting Phil's dream.
If people would like to be a part of the bobblehead dream, we take donations in money or bobbleheads.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find yours at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Lowe's has you covered for all those projects on your summer to-do list and will even help you save. Update your old flooring with stylish new ceramic tile starting at just 49 cents. And give your home a whole new look inside and out with $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 6/21 through 6/28. Exclusions apply. Tile offer valid 6/21 through 7/5. Price based per square foot or per piece based on market. While supplies last, U.S. only.
You've waited all year, and this Saturday, it's finally here. Old Navy's famous $1 flip-flops are back for just one day only. Polish up your petties and hurry in for flip-flops for the whole family for just a buck. This Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/24, limit 10. Solid colors only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Being outside, have I got the store for you. It's Sierra Trading Post, a part of the TJ Maxx family, and you'll find them. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now, but we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
PAUS LLC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're getting calls. As much as we value Kristaps and, you know, what he's done for us, when a guy doesn't show up at an exit meeting, everybody starts speculating on the duration or movability from a club. So we've been getting calls and we're listening, but we're not intrigued yet at this level. But as much as we love this guy, we have to do what's good for our club.
That was Phil Jackson on the MSG Network last night talking about Kristaps Porzingis, the exit meeting, and everything that's going on with their Latvian star, or maybe somebody else's Latvian star. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com.
This portion of which is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Jeremy Wu, NBA writer for Sports Illustrated, who's on Twitter at Jeremy Wu, joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. Well, here we go again, where we check our Twitter feed, Jeremy, and we make sure that we're maybe not seeing a fake version of some NBA writer who's telling us silliness.
Is there a fake Jeremy Wu?
I don't know if there are fake Jeremy Wus for which we have to watch out, but it's always fun to still think about the possibilities, but in Chicago, we know it almost never comes to fruition.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's a busy week. You know, lots is going on, lots of stuff talk about, especially Porzingis. It seems like this afternoon is a big thing. But yeah, I mean, in Chicago, you know, it's always more talk, it seems, than actual transactions.
If the Bulls stay around that 16th pick, it seems like around 14 to about 23, they're going to be a run of big men, whether it be DJ Wilson, Bam Adebayo, Jared Allen, some Justin Patton. Who do you think, or who do you have the Bulls selecting if they stay at 16?
Yeah, in the most recent mock I did, I had them taking TJ Leaf there. But, you know, I don't really know how good I feel, honestly, with the Bulls. It's going to sort of depend on, you know, who falls out of that lottery group, if anyone. You know, I do think it'll probably be a big man just based on that draft range. But there are a lot of possibilities for Chicago. And I think, you know, from having conversations, it seems like there's a lot of uncertainty around the league in general just because of your potential movement in the lottery. You know, so the Bulls are going to kind of have to, I think, read and react tonight.
TJ Leaf, a high school All-American, a lot of attention, of course, on that team because of Lonzo Ball. But TJ Leaf was down the stretch one of their better performers, and in the tournament performed, some would say, better than Lonzo Ball. What do you like about his game, and what is he going to have to work on as he makes the jump to the NBA?
Yeah, TJ is a really skilled player. He's a good athlete. He's a good rebounder. And team guy, he's very, active in the glass. You know, he can shoot it, pass it. I think he does a lot of the things that you want, for a stretch forward. A guy who can space the floor and also rebound. I think his biggest question is just defensively how he's going to hold up, because he's not super quick. He doesn't, stay in front of wings that well. He needs to get a little bit stronger, and he's not super long. He's built more like a 3 than a 4. I think his big question will just be, defensively making it work enough so that, he can stay on the floor and really be a plus offensively.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one. I have this theory, and it's really not a theory because it's backed up every year. Every mock draft is wrong.
and it only takes like 3 or 4 picks, and then all of a sudden, every expert, every year, all the smartest guys are always wrong. So with the fact that we know that, what are we not prepared for? What are the unknown unknowns for tonight?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, the biggest thing is it seems like, you know, trades could definitely happen. And like you said, with mock drafts, one trade in the top, you know, 5 or 7 picks can really throw off the entire sequence. You see people, you know, my mock draft and a lot of the other ones around the league, you know, will be sort of similar going into the draft because people are sort of hearing some of the same things. You know, there's a sort of an echo chamber that goes on where people sort of hear the same stuff and it gets reinforced. Yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean, I think that right now there's some talk about the Celtics and Porzingis, you know, Celtics potentially picking up another top 10 pick and flipping it to get him. And if that happens and the Knicks are picking 3 times in the top 10, I mean, it could totally go haywire.
All right, so with the top of this draft where we think we know something with 1 through 3, even though we really don't know anything at the top of the draft other than Markelle Fultz, if you had the second pick overall, and I'm not even talking about in the Lakers situation, but if you were going to say to yourself, this guy, we already know Markelle Fultz is going to be the number one pick, but this guy is going to be the second best player coming out of this draft, or even maybe the best player coming out of this draft, who would it be for you?
Yeah, so in a vacuum, you know, the second player on my board is De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky, who I really like. I've just sort of, you know, he's grown on me over the course of the last 5 or 6 months. He's, you know, really athletic, really good defender. I think he's a really tough, smart player. You know, he can get to the basket. He's probably the quickest guy of all the, you know, the point guards that are sort of at the top. You know, he's right up there. I think he has been undersold a little bit in some conversations. If I'm the Lakers, I still think Lonzo is a good fit. But if I'm, you know, an anonymous team with, you know, that needs it, you know, we don't know. Then I have Fox second.
What names are out there that the average listener to this show has never heard before that is going to go in the first round? Not somebody that we've seen prowling the college courts on a Saturday afternoon, but somebody from halfway around the world who we might laugh at, like we said, who is Giannis Antetokounmpo? I can't even pronounce the name. Nobody's laughing now. Nobody's laughing now. I'm wondering, is there a guy like that in this draft where you say, holy crap, this guy just made the All-NBA third team, and I remember the night he was drafted, and we were kind of snickering.
Oh, yeah. If we're talking about international guys, I mean, I think people are aware at this point of Frank Ntilikina, the French guard who's probably going to go in the lottery. There's a Latvian big man. I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name for sure.
Ancej Preziskis.
Pasechnik.
Pasechnik.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, he's a guy. He's like, you know, 7'1", 7'2", a good athlete, can shoot it. Still kind of a project, but he's only 21 years old. He's a guy who I think will be a first round pick. There's another kid, Jonah Bolden, who is from Australia and was playing in Serbia. He was at UCLA for 2 years, who's in sort of another versatile forward, star forward who might have a chance to be a first round pick. So that might be one that's sort of out of nowhere, that no one is prepared for.
Who do you think is going to be the most overdrafted guy 5 years from now? A guy we look back and say, man, I can't believe he went that high.
It's a tough question. I mean, I think of the top group, I'm a little bit worried about Malik Monk just because defensively, I don't know what he brings. I know he can score it, but he's going to have to really be able to become a good defender. Dennis Smith, I think some teams are high on. I like his skill set, but I think he is going to have to sort of, you know, fall into the right situation and, you know, again, step up on the defensive end, you know, to really be a star. So those are a couple guys who I think are kind of up and down in terms of draft stock as well. They have sort of wide draft ranges because people aren't so sure.
Jeremy, we thank you for your time, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Jeremy Wu, NBA writer for Sports Illustrated.
I was all over Dennis Smith throughout the season. I really like his explosiveness and the way he performed at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
I was just going to say, if you only watch one game and you saw what he did to Duke and what he did in that pressure cooker and was the best player on the floor that night.
I actually talked to a couple of agents about his interviews and what was going on with him. The problem that a lot of people have with Dennis Smith, at the end of the season was what happened with Mark Gottfried. And that team kind of had an uprising and kind of quit on their coach. And he was the best player on that team. And if you look at that team's record, you ask yourself, it's the Ben Simmons and Markel Fultz question of, if you've got a player that is this kind of supernova, why the hell can't you make the tournament nevertheless be 500? Well, a lot of people were questioning if he was one of the guys that had quit on Mark Gottfried. So a lot of questions about that. A lot of questions about, you know, will he be able to stay in shape? He's got a powerful muscular body, but, you know, is he a guy that is more built like a running back and will be, you know, susceptible to some of those soft tissue injuries or some of those things? So yeah, I love his game, but we all know, especially with that position, it's where you land, because we've seen guys who have been absolutely electric and then they land in Sacramento or they land with a bad coaching staff and you're like, man, that really never worked out. Like, for you, who's the guy that you were like, you know what, this dude is going to be the next big thing, and he never really turned out to be anything? The last guy that you said that about that you can remember. I mean, we make the jokes about Eddie Robinson and all these other things, but no, out of college,
somebody out of college who I just, you know,
I thought Jimmer Fredette was going to be able to ball.
It's Victor Oladipo.
Yeah. Those Dwayne Wade comparisons I thought were a little far-fetched.
Because I made the mistake, and I remember saying this, that in Oladipo, I admitted, I said, I'm not quite sure what this is. I violated my rule, my what do you do for me rule. Because everybody's got to give me, I've got to know going in. I always say, what can you do for me? But like any, like scouts do, sometimes there's just a gestalt where you can't exactly identify the sum total of what you see and how it all interrelates. And I remember saying about Oladipo at the time, I'm not quite sure what this is, but I know I want it on my team.
You know, it's so funny. You didn't even know, because I got it in my notes, and I wanted to talk about what the Bulls are scared of and kind of give some credence to their fear. And it's the Orlando Magic. You know, if you think about when Dwight Howard left and what this team was supposed to, like, we all talk about tanking, we all talk about, you know, starting over, rebuilding from scratch. Dwight Howard left, what, 5 years ago? Five, 6 years ago? If you look at what's happened to that Orlando Magic roster since he's left, you talk about mismanagement and a guy in Matt Lloyd, who we all, you know, respect as the assistant GM, but that thing has been running to the ground twice now. You know, there's been two different kind of rebuilding phases. All right, let's throw some money at, you know, at a power forward who could stretch, you know, who could stretch it in Serge Ibaka. Let's throw some money at some guys like this. Oh, let's draft, let's replicate pieces in Aaron Gordon. But if you look at what they've been doing since Dwight Howard left, you know, that's the thing that Gar Foreman and John Paxson will point to in terms of, see, I point to Golden State, where it's, okay, Jerry West sat down with them and said, you have to get rid of Monte Ellis because Steph Curry will not be able to shine if Monte Ellis is in the same backcourt with him. And then you draft Klay Thompson, you draft Draymond Green, you find cap space, and then all of a sudden, you know, a phenomenal player drops in your lap. That's the thing that we all point to. We point to the 76ers, or we point to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Bulls and their front office point to the Orlando Magic and point to teams like them in the Sacramento Kings, where, okay, you want to tear it all down?
Then you're doing it wrong.
I understand, but I'm just saying, this is what they do.
But
we talked about trusting your talent, though. Yeah. We talked about it yesterday. Talent trusts itself to shine in that major moment. Like, yo, I got this gig. It's time for me to shine now. Talent trusts itself. I don't think that the people that are walking around the Advocate Center trust what they can do, or trust their skills of managing talent, developing talent, or choosing talent at this point. Look at the last 4 years.
This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free.
This 414 text, I know we got to take a break, but this 414 text says Glenn Robinson. Glenn Robinson had a terrific career. Robinson was a 20-point scorer for like 5-6 years in a row. You know, Big Dog was the dude.
The 815 says Evan Turner. That you cannot put on me.
Well, no.
We'll
continue this conversation.
I never believed in Evan Turner.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Nissan of
Upside.com, and I've been telling you it will save your company on business travel, and you'll get a gift card every trip you buy. I'm telling you the truth, all right? You go to Upside.com. Super fast searches, by the way, less than 2 minutes. They give you a few awesome choices. I'm on this college football thing because I want the show to bond on a college football kind of Saturday. So I'm thinking about Austin, Texas, right? There's a bunch of United and American flights to Austin that work for us and a bunch of big name hotels. The first option got me a $150 gift card and saved the station almost $145 every single ticket. All right. Then they showed me options if I took a flight a little bit later, a little bit earlier, maybe the next day. I get even more savings and more gift cards. The trip costs the station even less, by the way. That's the beauty of Upside. Being a little flexible gets you more, but if you're not, you still get big savings and a big gift card. Taking a business trip, all right, if you're out there, if you're a salesperson and you take a lot of business trips, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside is the real deal if you want a great gift card and great savings. Plus, when you use promo code SCORE, you are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card the first trip you buy. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card. Save big on travel, get a big gift card. It's Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Hey, Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer Rascal Flatts.
I'm moving on.
When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free.